You know, it's really disappointing with it. Obviously, a bad patch at the wrong time. But everyone's sticking together and we're going to work for it.
Was it difficult? I mean, the manager said we just didn't get started today. Is it difficult to put your finger on why? Because obviously you had a bit of a break.
Yeah, we have. We didn't really hit the performance heights that we have recently. We've had a run of defeats, but we've had good performances along the way. But tonight was obviously not the case.
What about Rotherham? How much credit do they deserve for their performance tonight?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, it was good. It was effective. You know, they didn't really surprise us with much. We came here and knew what sort of game we was in for, but you know, we didn't apply ourselves correctly and been punished.
What about those second half chances? I know one fell to you. There were a fair few in that second. Things seemed to change when Bobby Zamora came on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously I've had probably the best chance of the game. Something I should do better with. But we've got into good areas, and unfortunately it's proven in the last few games that we've been unable to take the chances, but we're gonna work hard and stick together and get through this sticky patch.
Obviously, it's been a sticky patch, but is it, as a player, do you try and keep that in perspective, or do you think this is something we've got to really dig ourselves out of?
Yeah, it's something, especially after tonight. Tonight was really disappointing. I think when the previous games of Wolves and Ipswich, we've had a lot of the ball and created quite a few chances, but tonight was a little different. It's a surprise for us, but like I said, it's something that we've got to come through together.
Obviously, defensive lapses once again under the spotlight, I suppose. Mm-hmm. How do you eradicate those? Is it back to the training ground?
Yeah, I think simplifying things. We've had individual mistakes that have cost us in the end, but if you don't score, you're not going to win games, and ultimately that's where we're lacking.
Mm. Can't offer really up any excuses, really, can you, as a player?
No, there's no excuse. Yeah. We're not looking for excuses. Mm. We're looking for a way to put this behind us, and it starts this Saturday.
Anthony Cuthcart came in on the wing. What did you make of him and his introduction? He looked sharp, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. He's a good addition. I knew I played against him a few times at Leicester, and he's obviously a good player there. But yeah, hopefully he can replicate that form for us.
Obviously, having a player like that, exciting player, and Kaz and Sam Baldock in the frame, have you got enough firepower, do you think, to turn this around?
Yeah, the squad's looking stronger. With the injuries that have come back, Anthony coming in. But yeah, we need to obviously improve and put the late run behind us.
Doing that on Saturday, another long trip, but it's part and parcel. You just got to get on with it with Blackburn, who another stubborn side at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're expecting another tough game, but we have to apply ourselves in a correct manner, and not replicate what's happened tonight.
Is it a case of getting back to basics a little bit?
I think so. I think that's what we've been good at this year. We've not scored a crazy amount of goals. We've been defensively strong, so you have to get back to that, I think.